Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 2nd of May, and right now it's partly cloudy on 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says overcast with the temperatures ranging from low 29 to high 34 with a heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy with southerly winds at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour. Later on we can expect partly cloudy in the evening, then overcast and winds from south at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 75 and it will drop on 58% by noon. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 54%. On Saturday, 4th of May at 8 p.m. at Kripa, we are invited to a Shakti dance troupe presenting a night of exotic Indian dance including Odissi, Bharatnatyam, contemporary and Bollywood dance. And on Sunday at 5:05 at Sauchu Bharat Nivas, a pavilion of Indian culture in International Zone, we can celebrate World Laughter Day. One laugh, one peace, one world. And with it, we join thousands of people sending waves of laughter around the world for world peace, harmony and unity. Lavalier d'Auroville / Town Development Council informs us that the old road between Celebration and Guna Lakshmi House will be closed to access as it has become redundant. This will also open up space options for Aurovillians looking for a relocation. Any queries can be sent to avenir@auroville.org. Mohanam is organizing an integrated art and environmental workshop for Kotakara Village for children from 6th to 11th of May. They are expecting 100 children to participate in this workshop. They will appreciate if the Aurovillians and guests are ready to volunteer in taking care of the children and to distribute refreshments, offering games and to guide them to the place where they have to go. Mohanam appeals to us all to come forward and help them in a big way at this major activity. If you would like to get more information regarding the summer camp workshop, call Mohanam office at 262-3806 or you can call Balo directly on 994-3644-757. And here's the information from Auroville Health Center saying that the Auroville Health Center will be closed on Saturday 4th of May for the annual tour of their staff. Normal working hours will be observed on Friday 3rd of May and Monday 6th of May. The orthopedic surgeon will next visit on Saturday 25th of May from 1:30 to 3 p.m. And for his consultation, you need to register your names in advance. EcoService has made a lot of progress in the last year, but with little thanks to the budget it has received. They have been doing their best to increase their income through the recyclable sales whilst having high standards of eco-friendliness in mind. But in the name of progress, they have also had added overhead expenses. There has been an ongoing minus in their account for a long time now, and they would like to finally get on top of it. So after not having increased their collection fees for more than 5 years, the obvious decision was to do so. They realized too that this is a further opportunity to encourage responsible segregation at the household and community level. So they decided not to increase the charge for the category of segregated, but rather only for unsegregated or dry mixed, and at the same time to create a new category which they call wet mixed, for which the charge will be the highest. Wet mixed waste is essentially stinky and disgusting to handle waste. They also want to revert refined segregation by introducing that they will pay for a larger variety of valuable items when segregated adequately. They will provide more info on this by personal request or at another time, as there are too many times to cover. But it is definitely worth inquiring, as you might be able to significantly reduce the cost of your pickup and maybe even end up earning. And these are the new categories and the old and new charges. Old new segregated 30 rupees, dry mixed 60 rupees and 80 rupees, wet mixed 100 rupees. If you might be wondering which Auroville areas will be connected to the internal underground distribution network, you can ultimately the entire city area will be connected to our own internal underground cable system, and it will be disconnected from Tamil Nadu Electric Board overhead line system. In this first phase, the sequence will be as follows: Bharat Nivas and Matrimandir, which are already connected, parts of the residential zone, the administrative area, and if and when funds are available, parts of industrial and international zone. And the Town Development Council, Lavenir d'Auroville, announced in June 2012 its intention to lay the underground high-tension and low-tension cables in the residential zone, including the area of Centralfield, all the way to the high-tension switch room behind Bharat Nivas. The cable has been laid in parts of residential zone, sector 1 and 2. However, for the next segment, the work could not proceed further as it was not possible to survey and mark the cable route along the Crown Road because residents of Aurodam and Centerfield objected to the infrastructural work for several reasons, some linked to the cable itself and some to the Crown. Here's the information from Foodlink saying that we should be cautious when we are buying early season mangoes. This year mango season looks very promising and already we are greeted by heaps of beautiful yellow mangoes offered for sale along the roadside and markets. Some caution is however required when buying this early fruit as it can pose a serious health hazard. Many merchants are using the carcinogenic compound calcium carbide to artificially ripen the fruit. According to recent newspaper articles, rates and wholesale markets have confirmed the concern that the banned chemical is still widely used to force ripen mangoes, which gets them onto the market in early season at higher prices and prolongs their shelf life. The use of calcium carbide is prohibited, as it can contain traces of arsenic and phosphorus, it can cause diarrhea, digestive problems, mouth and stomach ulcers, headaches, and in the long run damage the vital organs such as kidneys, heart, liver, brain and lungs. Some signs by which to recognize an artificially ripened mango are lack of smell, flesh under the skin is less juicy and less tasty than a naturally ripened fruit. Green patches on the yellow skin are also said to be a possible sign of unnatural ripening. It may, after all, be worth waiting for the naturally ripened organic Auroville mangoes. For those who are following the experiment of 12 values as mother described them, this month is the month of aspiration. And on the aspiration, the mother wrote, one must have a fixed and unfailing aspiration, vigilant and constant, an aspiration of the entire being, an aspiration that takes hold of you completely, an aspiration to unite with the divine, to give oneself totally to the divine, not to live outside of the divine consciousness, so that the divine may be all in all. And the flower is night jasmine, along with many others. And tomorrow at Cherubino Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, there will be no show. But at Ecofilm Club in Sadhana Forest at 7 p.m. tomorrow, we can see The Ambassador, which is a documentary made in 2011 by Mads Brugger. In Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see French film Sister, which was made in France and Switzerland in 2012 by director Ursula Meyer. On Saturday at 8 p.m. there was screen international comedy drama romance Silver Linings Playbook, which was made in USA in 2012 by writer and director David O. Russell. And Sunday at 4:30 p.m. at Children's Film there was screen animation adventure drama Pinocchio, which was made in USA in 1940 by director Norman Ferguson. And later on at 8 p.m., also on Sunday, they at Cine Club, they are still following the Jeanne d'Arc series. And this Sunday, they will screen The Trial of Jeanne d'Arc, which was made in France in 1962 by director Robert Bresson. The mother wrote, we can, simply by a sincere aspiration, open a sealed door in us and find that something which will change the whole significance of life, reply to all our questions, solve all our problems and lead us to the perfection we aspire for without knowing it, to the reality which alone can satisfy us and give us lasting joy, equilibrium, strength, life. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.org.